The state budget actually calls for the $5 million to go to the Wisconsin Energy Foundation. That's a nonprofit corporation set up by the state's largest utility, We Energies. We Energies wants more engineers trained in the state, so the foundation is turning the money over to Marquette University to help pay for the $35 million phase one of a new engineering complex. Marquette graduate and state senator Jeff Plaley of South Milwaukee steered the grant through the Senate. He acknowledges the funding route isn't routine.
Well, maybe it isn't the cleanest way of doing it, but the end result is it gets to the university. The university is going to create a world-class engineering center here that is going to benefit students in Milwaukee and in the entire state. So it was a political process.
Milwaukee State Representative Pedro Colon, who got his undergraduate degree at Marquette, shepherded the money through the state assembly. Governor Jim Doyle kept the funding in the budget. After a ceremony at Marquette, Doyle defended the funding process.
Well, one of the most important things was rather than for the state to just be picking out one private university over another, we really wanted to have it go through some kind of evaluation process, and that's where the Wisconsin Energy Foundation came in, who have been involved in trying to develop more engineering capacity in southeast Wisconsin.
Marquette University says the state money will help attract more private donors as Marquette tries to pull in $100 million for the total engineering school project. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.